From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Allahu Akbar. Family members of those on board Egypt Air Flight 804 are gathered at a Cairo mosque. Meanwhile, as search efforts continue in the Mediterranean, Egypt's army says it's found debris from the downed Egypt Air jet around 300 kilometers north of Alexandria. Brigadier General Mohamed Samir, an Egyptian army spokesman, said in a statement on Friday that personal belongings of passengers and pieces of plane debris were found floating in the water. Search teams are scouring the Mediterranean Sea looking for more wreckage of the plane that disappeared carrying 66 people on Thursday as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the aim of the meeting is to determine if the Israelis and Palestinians can ultimately see their way to a final status agreement that meets the needs of both parties.
It's not the failure of the United States or any other country to bring people back to the table. It's the failure of those countries themselves to make the decision to come back to the table.
Kerry said that despite past failures to reach a Middle East accord, resuming the process remains an enormously high priority for the Obama administration. The Nigerian military is claiming a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school is back home. The military is expected to release details of her rescue later. If true, she'd be the second of 219 abducted girls to be rescued. The government has been pressured by activists to rescue the remaining girls captured from Chibok in April of 2014. From Washington, this is VOA. The top U.S. general says Egypt's military is carrying out operations against Islamic State fighters in the Sinai Peninsula. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Kings Bay Naval Submarine Base in Georgia as she travels with U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joe Dunford.
Egypt's military is taking the fight to Islamic State militants in the Sinai Peninsula. General Joe Dunford updated reporters.
I understand, and I don't have any details right now, that there's actually operations against them ongoing right now by the Egyptians. So we'll be looking forward to hearing the results of operations that are ongoing.
Islamic State fighters there are reaching out across the Middle East.
We have seen a connection between the Islamic State and the Sinai and Raqqa. We have seen communication between the Islamic State in the Sinai and the Islamic State in Libya and elsewhere. So we're watching that pretty closely.
Navy Captain Greg Hicks, a spokesman for General Dunford, said the Egyptian operations against IS in the Sinai are not related to the downed Egyptian plane. Carla Babb, VOA News, Kings Bay, Georgia.
China has warned Taiwan against pursuing independence, this just hours after the island's first female president was sworn into office on Friday. If independence is pursued, it will be impossible to have peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits, China's Taiwan Affairs Office said in a statement. Taiwan's new president is calling for positive talks with China. Tsai Ing-wen's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party won a landslide victory over the Beijing-friendly Nationalist Party earlier this year. Professor Lin Gang at the School of International and Public Affairs of Zhejiang University is among the experts who believes that tensions will increase.
I think Beijing will become more suspicious to her simply because she didn't want to mention about one China.
China claims sovereignty over Taiwan and insists the two will eventually unify, but Tsai prefers for Taiwan to bolster its own autonomy. The United States said on Friday that it's looking forward to working with the new administration. The head of Qatar's organizing committee for the 2022 World Cup has insisted that the bid was completely clean. This despite widespread corruption at the sport's world governing body, FIFA, during the bidding process in 2010. In a speech at London's Chatham House Thursday, the Secretary General of the Qatar 2022 Supreme Committee, Hassan Al-Thwadi, said the high cost would be worthwhile. The scandals that have engulfed football's world governing body, FIFA, have led to the resignation and prosecution of many of the officials who voted for Qatar's bid. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.